Celebrating Spring with May Day. Should We Revel in This Fun Tradition? By Christy Page. As a young child, I remember celebrating May Day in school. We would create May baskets, woven out of construction paper, and fill them with flowers and small treats. We would dance around a maypole and celebrate the warm weather of spring. I don't remember my children ever celebrating May Day in school, but we always did something small at home. May is my favorite month of the year, and I always thought it deserved to be heralded in by a celebration. While we didn't have a maypole, we would do silly dances, buy fresh flowers to decorate the house, and celebrate the start of truly warmer weather. To me, May is the true herald of spring. The days are longer, the sun is higher overhead, and the nights are not as chilly. It is a time in New England when we can truly begin to plan on planting our gardens and enjoying the sunshine. Flowers are in bloom everywhere, and the air has never smelled so sweet. I think there are some fun traditions here that could easily be observed. I particularly love the idea of children making May baskets and leaving them anonymously on doorsteps, spreading happiness and joy. There are several other fun traditions associated with May Day, such as washing your face with morning dew to bring good luck. That may be a little chilly, but I am open to giving it a try. Gathering cuttings from flowering trees to decorate your home is one I am definitely going to do this year. Walking barefoot in the morning dew, or snow, sounds a bit chilly, but maybe. Creating a May bush by decorating a bush or tree with brightly colored ribbons sounds like a lot of fun and a great way to add some color. Folklore states that turnips should be planted on May 1st to protect cucumbers from insects, and that it is most effective if they are planted while naked. I am all for planting a couple of turnips, but I will be clothed to save my neighbors from an embarrassing show. In Hawaii, May the 1st is called Lei Day. People make and gift these garlands of flowers to promote the spirit of aloha, or good feelings, to each other. What a sweet and thoughtful way to let people know that you cherish them. It seems that May Day is a great time to be thankful for everything we have, enjoy the blossoming spring ahead, and share those warm thoughts with those around us. I hope you all have a wonderful month of May.